And also linking this to the idea that you should just be okay with being tired because you're free from queerphobia in the global south. Go.
Thank you. I think very quickly, just to address your point about how I define queerness, I think, I see queerness definitely as a liberatory sense of being that goes beyond being LGBT. So for me, queerness is not synonymous with LGBT. And quite frankly, I think queerness is a category that encompasses people beyond who you have coitus with, right? Or who you choose to have sex with. I think
a lot of it, yes.
Try that again.
Oh, sorry. Being LGBT, being queer goes beyond who you have sex with. So a lot of it sits within a framework that even people outside of same sex can be queer and can embody queerness, right? Again, we have a lot of trans people that are not gay, a lot of trans people that are straight, like, but they are still queer anyway. And I'm not even talking about that definition, understanding of queerness, right? And this is something that sees queerness not as anti-normative. So we are not trying to reject the norm all the time, because I think oftentimes we see queerness as you have to be rejecting something. But again, in a space where the norm is, trans people, would you reject that so you can be queer? Like it's about seeing queerness not as anti-normative, but as non-normative. So it's something that sits parallel to normativity as well. So there are and can be and should be senses of normativity within our spaces. But the thing about queerness being non-normative is that it doesn't center that normativity as the only standard way of being. So it's a liberatory sense that allows all of us. How do you say sorry in German? Danke?
Schuldigung.
Schuldigung. Schuldigung.
Oh no. Now they're even taking off their headphones. They're so tired.
Dankeschön for all your work.
Really, Dankeschön for everything.
And I hope that makes a lot more sense in regards to that understanding.
We have a minute left. The tired people.
Okay, yes. So I think, in a minute, very simply advice for people, I think it's practicing politics of refusal. I think ultimately one thing we need to understand is the ability and the ability to occupy a liminal space. Because I think as queer people, as marginalized people, there is a big fear to be invisible. There is a big fear to not be seen. But there is absolute power in invisibility as well. And I think for a lot of people who are exhausted by the resistance and the constant pushing back on the state, it's about refusing to be seen by the state and understanding that the state should not and cannot validate your existence. So it's about your understanding that it's not up until you get that right before you have the ability to live and the ability to exist. These things can and do exist in these liminal spaces as well, right? So it's specifically being shifting away from being seen by the state or being recognized by the state. There's a lot more to say to that, but I'll just put that very simply. And I think what you can say to white people who think it's okay to live in a colonized space as long as it's queer friendly, I would just play this conversation for them. Because I think ultimately, between the conversation yesterday and the conversation today, all we've discussed is the impact of colonialism. So on a fundamental level, hopefully we can all understand that the colonial project is fundamentally antithetical to queerness. It cannot exist together, right? So if after this conversation, you still think that a colonial state that simply grants LGBT rights has the audacity to continue to commit a genocide, then I'm going to need you to please email me so we can have this conversation again, because clearly there needs to be a reification of the conversation. I think that's it, yeah. And yeah, it's about understanding, just very quickly. Because I wrote this down, I think it's important. These states, they give LGBTQ plus rights, but they don't give the freedom of queerness. And those two things are not the same. So it's about, because they are granting LGBT rights, does not mean that that is a space that queerness can and does exist. And I'll use Switzerland as an example.
Lora Winterpause. Vom 23. Dezember bis zum 2. Januar ist das Radio Lora in der Winterpause. Und wir erwärmen die kalten Stunden mit Juwelen aus unserem Archiv.
Vacaciones de invierno de Lora. Radio Lora se va de vacaciones.
Del 23 de diciembre hasta el 2 de enero, Lora hará una pausa invernal. Pero te calentamos las horas frías con joyas de nuestro archivo.
Lora Winter Break. From the 23rd of December to the 2nd of January, Radio Lora is on winter break. And we warm up the cold hours with tunes from our archive.
Look at Yeah, hallo. Hallo zusammen, Three Chord Wonders Punk Rock Radio Show am 17.10. Ha, schön wieder da zu sein. Ja, und heute mit einem tollen, speziellen Gast. Ja, der Vinyl Pirat ist da. Wir freuen uns natürlich. Wir fest, ganz fest. Der Alain macht auch die Musik. Ja, wir haben angefangen für alle, zu Ehren von allen, haben wir mit seinem grossen Helden Johnny Moped angefangen mit Ain't No Rock'n'Roll Rookie. Aber beim letzten Album It's a Real Cool Baby aus dem 2016, Damage Goods, rausgekommen. Und nachher der grosse, grandiose Godfather of Garage Rock, wie er auf seiner Facebook-Seite heisst, der Jesse Hector mit seinen Gay Crashers. Bekannter natürlich mit seinen Hammersmith Gorillas, oder Gorillas einfach, mit Carolina. Ja, auch schon älterer Knaben zwischen 77, ich weiß nicht, ob der noch etwas macht, ich glaube nicht. Hat früh angefangen, 69 hatte er seine erste Band, Crushed Butler. Kennst du, oder, alle? Crushed Butler auch? Habe ich eine Single von denen?
Ja.
Genau. Und dann eben vor allem Gorillas. Genau. Und jetzt am Schluss noch Pirates, das ist eine Nachfolgeband, das muss sich aus Johnny Kitten, the Pirates, raus ergeben hat mit Johnny B. Goods is Good. Johnny B. Good is Good. Ja, ab dem 78er Album Skull Wars. Ja, das wäre mal das gewesen. Und jetzt geht es mit coolem Zeug weiter vom Alain.
Ja, hoi zusammen. Ich bin jetzt der Vinylpirat Alain und ich bin so freudig, dass mich der Urs eingeladen hat zum Auflegen, weil das hat der Dodo manchmal auch noch gemacht vor 15 Jahren, 20 Jahren. Wunderbar, dass das immer noch gibt, das Record Wonder. Und ich wollte euch jetzt einfach so ein Ossi-Special durchgeben, weil es gibt so hure verdammte geile Rock'n'Roll-Punk-Bands aus Australien, fast wie früher. Und ihr habt zuerst gehört Coffin mit Deadland. Und das ist ein lustiger Name, der ist C.O.F.F.I.N. geschrieben und setzt sich aus einem Wort zusammen, Children of Finland Fighting in Norway, wo es als Elfjährige in der dritten Klasse herausgefunden haben, wir heissen jetzt so. Und dann ist weitergegangen, die fantastische, wo ich noch viel verreckter finde, Steve Richards mit Dig. Die sind aus Melbourne. Und nachher auch gerade aus Melbourne, weil der Gitarrist spielt auch in dieser Band, der eine von Steve Richards, und die heisst Split System, On the Street. Und Coffin, muss ich sagen, die sind eigentlich aus Sydney, und das ist ja eigentlich eine Stadt, wo nicht so viele Bands herkommen. Und jetzt geht es gerade wieder weiter mit dem Urs seine Spezialitäten.
Genau. Und wir sind natürlich auch ganz glücklich, dass der alle da ist. Und falls der Dodo zuhört, der Staat, oder es nachhört, irgendwann in den nächsten Tagen, natürlich noch liebe Grüße von uns auch an Three Chord Wonder Legende, Dodo.
You're gonna be a fight.
A fight.
I know somebody's gonna get their head kicked in tonight. Well, the joint is jumping, everybody's shouting for more.
For more.
Well, there's gonna be a pool of blood on the dance floor. Floor.
Floor.
I know somebody's gonna get their head kicked in tonight. Kicked in tonight.